I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaykum, dear listeners of Arab English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of Muslim Ladies. Like always, we're here to talk about women's issue. And once more, I have the honor to be your host. Well, this is Asma, and here with me, I have Sister Rehane. Well, actually, she's going to introduce herself pretty much perfectly for you. Assalamu alaikum, sister, and welcome to Muslim Ladies.
Thank you very much, Sister Asma. I'm Rehane Paysapa, and I'm happy to be here with our dear listeners. I hope you have a wonderful day today.
Of course we would have. Since it's all ladies, then it's going to be wonderful. Well, just for the record, she is an Islamic researcher, and she works on ladies' issues and whatever that matters to us as ladies generally. So previously on Muslim Lady, we talked about the history of hijab, and also we talked about why hijab is important. We got through the very aspects of in our religion. Everything is into detailed about hijab because it was the complete religion. It was the religion that was to complete all the other religions. So, of course, all the details must be revealed in this religion, and all the rules must be set out there for all the people to know where to go and how to do in their lives. Then the foundation was set. We talked generally about hijab, but we want to get into more of details and into more of information about hijab, like the things that have been mentioned in the Holy Book of Quran. So one of those things is the fact that women themselves are considered as these delicate creatures who've got a lot of adornment to share with other people, with the universe. So about these adornments, like about their beauties, there is also a verse that tells them to keep their adornments for themselves and do not reveal it aside for the people who are their close circles, like the mahram people, like what we have it in our religion. So let's talk on that as well.
Islam tells women to not show their adornments to non-mahram men. Of course, that means that women are free to not wear hijab in front of the mahram men in their family.
Like their fathers, like their husbands, brothers, yes. Uncles. And
Yes. The list can be found on the internet.
Yeah.
Other than that, women must keep their beauties for themselves. And this is most beneficial for women themselves. Women are the primary beneficiaries of this. When women freely...
Again, is also mentioned in the Quran as well. It says that they do this and this and this, and this is better for them. This is going to protect themselves from the coming problems and issues.
Exactly. So in society, if women freely show their beauty, I mean, we can see examples of these of this in some societies, Western societies mainly. But when women freely show their beauty to the world without any regards, in the end, it actually hurts themselves. It hurts the foundation of family. When women freely give away their beauty, men have no reason to give anything back to women. I mean, they can freely get whatever they want.
Yeah, without any responsibility.
Exactly.
They do not have to put themselves in an entanglement of marriage and problems. And, you know, it has got a lot of responsibilities to go to create a family, to be the responsible man of a family. So if all the women share everything for free without any subscription, so it's pretty much obvious that men would feel free.
Exactly. Like right now, there are many, I mean, I see on social media women complaining about men not meeting their standards and the bar being on the ground of women like being impressed by men's behavior. Like even a man opening a door nowadays would impress
yeah,
a woman.
Exactly.
But that is not the standard that Islam wants for women. Islam wants men to be protectors of women. قَوَّامُونَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ. So they are protectors and providers for women. And in order to somehow create that motivation, women mustn't show their beauty, mustn't give away their beauty for free. So women must observe modesty and they must hide their beauty, and you know, they must say that this is a right that you have to gain to see my beauty.
Let's go for a short break and then we'd come to follow the rest. Back and thank you for staying with us. Well, this is Muslim Lady. You're listening to Arabic English Radio. I'm Asma and Sister Hani is here, and we're having quite an interesting topic to discuss about, which is hijab. And of course, we're getting into some details. Like, we came to the point that we should not show our adornments. This is a rule in our religion. And why this rule? Well, simply because to protect us from the problems we already know. I guess there is no one in this entire world who could claim that women would not face any problem if they live their life freely and they dress up the way they like freely, as free as they wish to. But there's no one who could claim that, because even in the Western societies, there are a lot of movies, there are a lot of stories, there are a lot of books based on women harassment, like the way women are being harassed by men just because they look like this, just because they wear this sort of stuff. And even if they don't wear in a specific way, women are unfortunately the easy targets in society for the sick men, of course.
Of course, that is correct. I actually always like to say that hijab, wearing hijab, comes from a place of love. And that love is towards yourself and towards other women and towards other men
exactly.
as well. So first of all, it comes from a place of love towards yourself, because by wearing the hijab, you announce to the world that I am more than my appearance. I am
exactly.
more than my beauty. I want you to hear what I have to say, know who I am before you see my beauty and before you judge me based on my appearance.
Exactly. So that's the point. I'm a human being. Do not look at me according to my appearance and do not take all these materialistic things about me. When you are going to think of me, of a person I am, try to look beyond my skin, beyond my features as a woman.
And that is what women, Muslim women, announce when they wear the hijab. And another aspect is love towards other women. And I think to explain that, I could just give the example of women having many body image issues nowadays, because a lot of women just freely show the way they look, show their beauty to the world. And a woman who maybe is not blessed as much as the other one in terms of beauty might look at that woman, other woman, and say, well, why don't I look like that? And maybe
yeah.
I am worth less than
exactly.
that other woman. It creates
yeah.
many body image issues. So by covering yourself in society, that also eliminates the expectation for women to all be at
the same
the utmost,
picture.
Exactly, and to be at the utmost level of beauty. So another woman might feel less pressure to
exactly.
be perfect in terms of their image.
Yeah, that's very true. It just reminds me of peer pressure, like the thing that happens with teenagers. The same thing is happening to all the women in the entire universe. Like, if you look at this fashion industry, it's actually creating a lot of sicknesses to the women from all around the world. Like, the number of women with depression is increasing just because she cannot afford a perfect body, just because she thinks that she is lower than the other women. She feels like she is actually participating in a competition, in an unknown competition, and she knows that she's the loser. So she might go through depression just because other women are so much trying so hard to show this perfect picture, which does not exist in this world, you know? All as human beings, we might try to focus on appearance and we might create such a perfect appearance and body. But unfortunately, what matters is the inside. And all what we see in today's world is that the insides are just going through too much of problems and issues.
Exactly. And unfortunately, the West has somehow went to the opposite direction in terms of solution. And they think that the solution to this problem is to have inclusivity. And so everyone must show what they look like, all body types. But that's just not feasible. That's not doable.
And under the pretext of freedom.
Exactly.
The thing which hurts so much is the fact they call it freedom. This is not freedom. This is actually a propaganda. This is a program you have enacted into the world in order to achieve whatever you want.
Exactly.
If these fashion industries stop working, then a lot of tycoons would go down. A lot of people with a lot of money are going to come down. They're going to be dragged down to the level of ordinary people because, you know, it's an industry. And how does industry work? You have to have people as your wage slaves, and also you have to have some consumers, and these consumers are unfortunately the victimized women.
Exactly. It's and women lose in this game, of course.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
It's quite interesting to think about this stuff. Let's go for another break, and then we'd come for the last part of today's episode.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Yes, thank you for staying with us. Well, this is the last part for today's episode. We're still talking about women and how beautifully you just put it. I am wearing hijab because I love myself and because I share this love for other women as well.
Yes, and also for other men.
Yeah.
So the men in society, if I freely show my beauty to the world, to other men, even if they do not have sickness in their heart, a young man going through puberty maybe would, if they look in society and see all these beautiful women, and they don't have the resources to get married, it would be very frustrating for that man. And that man would grow with many challenges.
And go through challenges. Too much pressure.
Exactly. Would go through so much pressure and challenges. And by wearing the hijab, I'm also showing compassion to other men in society. Maybe someone is already married, and if I show my beauty freely, that man might lose interest in his wife.
Exactly.
Or maybe,
and please do not say that these things are just legends and myth. They are things nobody think about in today's world, because these are just old-fashioned sort of thinking. No, it is not. Even we can see in TV series, in
exactly,
movies,
yes,
the things that they themselves create, the basic thing, trigger, that starts a conflict between a man and a woman is their free relationship with other men and women. If we want to be that perfect human being, perfect, obedient at the service of God, we have to be virtuous. We have to look out for our manner. We have to just be so careful about every single thing we say and we do in society. And again, I have to mention this point. In society, we're responsible toward each other. Like, it's not just I am getting whatever I wish. No, it's you are going to have impact on other people. And in the end, when this world is going to be finished, which is, of course, a fact, and we're not going to stay in here forever, we have to have answers. in front of God. So you're going to be questioned. Whatever you do has got to have a logical answer. So, yes, this is all for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting, waiting for something, something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges.